Welcome to Startup Confidential, what industry insiders will never tell you that you need to know if you're building a consumer brand, with your host, best-selling author of Ramping Your Brand, Dr. James Richardson. Let's do this.
Welcome to episode 116, Finance Your Strategy, Not the Other Way Around. I recently had a breakthrough with a client. He's a finance guy by training, so he loves P&L forecasting. Loves it. He has his finance team do it four times a year. You think it was a public company? It's not. It may never be. We can see problems 30 days in advance, he claimed, which is true. But here's the problem. Your P&L is a lagging indicator of a business health if your objective is exponential growth or even mid-double-digit growth. It alerts you to top-line problems way, way too late. That's because this is not how you see top-line problems heading your way. Not at all. And it's deceleration in top-line growth that will turn your P&L blood red, especially in phases 1 through 3. And especially if you invest millions in fixed costs to support growth. You can only cut so much before you hit bone, and then you won't have the assets to reignite growth. If your P&L is the lagging indicator of health in a brand, your cash register / website sales are the leading indicator. If you want to grow fast, you only strategize for the leading indicator. Your whole organization needs to be dialed into growth objectives suited to your competitive situation and your phase of development. Running a fast-growing business is about following demand, following the market, and letting go of the need for total administrative control. This is a risky business sector. Now, none of this is an excuse for financial mismanagement. It just means that your financial checks and balances should be the last objector to a top-line tactic, not the first objector. I'm urging you to set the strategy and then figure out how to finance the playbook necessary to pursue it in the market. Finance is a critical skill. Look, in a low net margin industry like early stage consumer brands, where your initial COGS are penalized by your tiny scale. And this is why in phase 1 and 2, you have to err on spending your personal time to drive results, like field and event marketing, not paid ads. Big top-line investments should favor things like equipment or staff, i.e. fungible labor. Despite the terror of your P&L, finance must follow the strategy, not the other way around. And this is why fundraising is a common tool among skate ramp brands whose gross margins are below 50%. It takes until the 8 figures for most of these businesses' P&Ls to become break-even or at least cash flow stable. It's scary, but this is why you're a challenger brand, not a market-leading incumbent. I mean, isn't it?
Hey, listeners. Exponential growth involves more than a killer product, great fundraising, and a great team. You need superb analytics to ride the ramp. Dr. Richardson's latest online course is now available, Effective Consumer Marketing for Early Stage Founders. You can find course pricing and details at premiumgrowthsolutions.com/courses. And now back to the episode.
Look, I would love to believe there's a way to find a great competitive strategy for an emerging CPG brand with predefined financial constraints. You know, like setting your marketing budget as an abstract percentage of sales. I meet folks all the time who think like this, but this is not what you want to do in a fast-growing business. Instead, you need to find a competitive strategy whose playbook favors your team's labor initially. This is really the best way to build financial discipline into your plan for growth. Every expense must be justified strategically with known ways to measure its top-line outcome, short-term or long-term. If working capital doesn't permit an ideal playbook to pursue your strategy, then you now have a more rational reason to raise funds or go back to the playbook and replace expenses with your own labor. You never iterate your competitive strategy solely due to financial problems. You iterate your executional playbook to force items off of your expense ledger and make room for the optimal tactics. This is in part why my newest online course on effective consumer marketing preaches spending your time, not money, early on in this crucial business function. Early on, money should be spent on distribution, inventory, equipment, and operational staff. Set your competitive strategy for optimal growth, then figure out how to finance it. Don't set artificial financial limits on your strategic thinking or you will drive your business into a myopic tar pit of stagnancy. Specialty foods companies do this all the time because they won't do something as simple as lower their ridiculous pricing to unlock demand for everyday use. Thanks for listening, folks, and be safe out there.
Thanks for listening. Remember, Dr. Richardson has loads of resources for founders at premiumgrowthsolutions.com. And when you're on his site, don't forget to take his founder's quiz and see if you're ready to ride the skate ramp of exponential growth.